This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running. We're joined once again by Sam Long. Sam, welcome back. Nice to touch base again.
Yep, absolutely.
Sam, you come from a bit of a running background, and often we see the guys and girls who really excel in the sport. A lot of them do come from a running background. Do you think it helps having that? I mean, is it possible to really succeed at this if you don't come from a running background?
Yeah, I definitely think you can succeed without coming from a running background, but I think coming from a running background is going to be beneficial.
Let's talk about some of the things that you've done over the years that have given you gains on the run. What are some of the things that you think that you can pinpoint that you go, you know what, this has really helped and made me a better runner?
Yeah, well, this might be the trend that hopefully people are catching on to. I'd say, as with the bike, long runs for me are one of the biggest keys, probably the biggest factor to running success. It's a little different in the bike that I think the long run, while it's maybe the single most important aspect, like all those other sessions in the run to me are really just as important and have helped me become a runner just as much.
You mentioned about mixing it up on the bike, and you ride a bit of mountain bike and then you're on the TT and then on the road bike. Do you tend to mix things up running wise as well? Do you do some roads, some trail? How do you sort of split things up?
Yeah, I definitely mix it up. And I'm thankful to live in Boulder, which has just some phenomenal running trails. I love to get out and get on a nice single track trail, and especially, again, same thing. I follow that same trend where on an easy day, I much prefer to get out on the dirt trails, just because it's the mental break. It's a softer surface, and it kind of has those same benefits where you're going to have to be changing up your cadence. It's also actually going to introduce some lateral movement, which is great for triathletes because we really don't get enough lateral movement. I'm on the trails a good bit.
I think, Sam, it's funny, you're the first person that said that to me about doing the easy days on trails, whether on the bike or the run. And I love that. I think it is such a great idea. I'm blessed, just as you do. You live in Boulder, I live in Cape Town in South Africa, which has also some of the most incredible trails. And I think that's something I'm going to try and incorporate into my training. I think that is such sound advice. Talking about your favorite workouts, you mentioned the long sort of run, and you told us about the bike one. You do tell us a little about some of your favorite long run workouts.
Okay, well, yeah. So I'm not going to get into like actual long run, but just more workouts. My long runs generally just 2 hours, maybe a half hour at Ironman or half Ironman pace. That's pretty much my long run right there. Sometimes it's an hour and a half, but my in terms of my long run workouts, because they're generally pretty long for me too, which I think is sound advice for an Ironman. Some of my favorite ones is a fartlek workout. I love to kind of do 1 minute on, 1 minute off, 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, all the way up to five minutes with just 1 minute off between, and then you go all the way back down. And I think that's a great workout. And how I take it is I don't take those minute off. Like, it's not walking for me. It's still a jog. And that's going to just get some huge aerobic development. And I just did it last week, that workout last Tuesday. And by the end, my legs were screaming at me. But it helped. So that's one good workout. I also like to do some track workouts just to kind of get the leg speed up, which I think is big, kind of push that lactate threshold a little bit. Which is going to be more beneficial for a half Ironman than for a full Ironman. So, something like, this is always one of my favorites to try and do is I try and get up to 40 times 400, and try and do those at half Ironman pace, or you could do them at Ironman pace and with a minute rest in between. I think if you can do that session, you're kind of the man, and granted, I don't get that done most of the time. Usually I go for it and I'm done at like 25. But if you can get 40 done, yeah, you feel pretty good about yourself. Another great workout is running hills hard. I kind of do the same thing as on the bike. I'll do a minute on, a minute off on the hills, just to really build strength up. And then, sort of, I guess, the last foundation of my run training would really be like almost like time trial efforts. But I'll do multiple of them in one session. So maybe doing 3 times 15 minutes at half Ironman pace, which is not an easy session. But it's going to, for me, I do those sessions to really teach myself to become comfortable running at those paces, because it was always hard for me to say, like, oh, because now I'm at the point where, like, I need to be running, you know, 5:40 pace for a half Ironman. And in my mind, 5:40 pace was not something you did for a half marathon ever, you know? And so I've really, and I think everyone's in that boat, no matter what pace you're running, you know, let's say you're going in a half Ironman and you're trying to, you know, break 90 minutes in the half marathon. So then that's 6:52 pace. So that's, you're probably going to be thinking, dang, that's kind of fast to me. So I would highly advise going out and doing 3 times 15 minutes at 6:52 pace and trying to become as comfortable as you can during those 15 minutes. The whole time you should be saying, I need to make this easy. I need to make this feel so relaxed that it's going to be no problem in a race. And so that's a big session for me too.
You lost me at 4,400, Sam.
Oh,
No, that's incredible. Sam Long, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And we look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out.
All right. Sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.